In the aftermath of the Sandy Hook school shootings, pundits, lawmakers, and parents pointed to the effect of video game violence on children. While this question has been around since the 1970s, there is no evidence that violent games or other media contributes, even in a small way, to increased aggressive behaviors, decreased pro-social behaviors, or any violence among youth. For gamers, it is an old and tired debate, and the success of the medium continues to rise. In 2011, consumers spent more than $16 billion on video game content. Add hardware and accessories like new consoles and controllers, and that number jumps to $24 billion. Blockbuster titles like Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty and small cult classics produced by indie game makers are still being played on consoles, computers, and smartphones. Clay Wirestone is editor of the Arts and Culture pages at the Concord Monitor and a video game enthusiast, which is why we invited him to be our industry trend watcher for 2013. Clay, great to have you back.
Happy New Year, Virginia.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Before we can look ahead to 2013, of course, let's break down 2012 a bit. Some of the big trends you saw, starting with consoles like Nintendo and PlayStation, how are they faring?
Well, they're changing. The usual console life cycle is about 5 to 6 years, and the last consoles came out around 2005, 2006, so we're kind of due for a refresh. Nintendo had its first new console, kind of first out of the gate with the Wii U in November. It kind of married a traditional console with a tablet-style controller that you could input on and maybe occasionally play what was on the TV screen would move to the controller. It looks like Microsoft and Sony may have new consoles come out this year. But it is a challenging market overall for these kind of old-school video game console makers and publishers because they rely on selling pieces of plastic in big box stores, and you can kind of ask the music industry how that's worked out for them. So, there's a lot of experimentation going on with digital distribution and things like that.
We mentioned that people aren't just playing games on televisions at home, on iPhones, they're playing on Facebook. What happened with mobile gaming in 2012?
Well, it's really one of the major stories of the last 3 or 4 years in the area. You know, everyone is in the space now. It's not just two guys in their garage. It's not just somebody in their basement. You know, major video game publishers like Electronic Arts, Activision, Take-Two, these are all long-established folks. They're selling their games just in the App Store. You can buy Grand Theft Auto 3 now in the iPhone App Store. Mm. The real question is, can they actually make money there? Is that a sustainable business model for them? And, you know, you just have to look at what happened over the last year with Zynga to see a cautionary tale. I mean, that's the company that makes all the Ville games.
Right, Farmville and
Villeville and Theville. And they had an IPO in late 2011. They lost 75% of their value this year, laid off 100 employees, shutting down 11 games. You know, people are just not as interested now in playing that kind of game on Facebook. Uh-huh. So was it a fad? Maybe so.
In 2012, we did talk to you. You had just attended PAX East, a huge video game convention, and you were at the time really excited about indie games and games funded through Kickstarter. Did that continue through the rest of the year?
Absolutely. At the time, a longtime adventure game designer Tim Schafer had raised $3.3 million for a new project. Since then, an old-school RPG studio named Obsidian Entertainment went to Kickstarter, raised $4 million for a project. Some other experienced developers are moving into that space as well. I mean, the real question now is not whether or not people can raise money on the Kickstarter. They clearly can. It's going to be, are the games any good? Are they going to be games that people actually want to play and experience?
I want to go back to this notion of computer games. A lot of people are predicting that this year tablets will overtake laptops as the status quo. So are people still playing on these PC games?
They've never really left, but they're actually stronger than ever. And it's probably because there's so much activity in the indie space right now, independent games. And that's the easiest platform for those folks to publish to. There's really no barrier to entry there. And plus, there's this great platform out there now. It's called Steam. A lot of people who aren't gamers don't know about it, but it's essentially like iTunes for computer games. Mm-hmm. You can download, manage your game library, and launch games from there. And virtually all of the PC gaming space has moved over to this platform. Plus, a lot of PC games now are moving to a free-to-play model. Downloading the game is free. Playing it is free. If you want to upgrade your characters or get different characters, then you have to pay a little bit of real money.
Uh-huh. I wonder about, there's all these different mediums and all these different sort of ways of platforms of delivery. How do you measure the overall success of the industry? I mean, do you know how it's doing right now?
Well, it's kind of the best of times, the worst of times. For mainstream retail game sales, the ones that are in stores, 2011 was down from 2010 by 8%. It looks like 2012 is going to be down probably 10 to 20% from 2011. But on the other hand, some of the big blockbuster games like Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, it did $1 billion worth of business in 15 days over the holiday season. Halo 4 sold 4 million copies over a few weeks. And, you know, and if you add in the mobile game and digital distribution sales, obviously that's healthy as well, although those kind of numbers aren't really released to the public.
Clay, any favorite games of yours from 2012?
Well, I liked a lot of the smaller games. There was a game out for the PS3 called Journey. It was kind of an abstract game in which you were, going across the desert towards a mountain, very atmospheric. There's also a game called Little Inferno that was a fireplace simulator, believe it or not, with a very funny backstory and kind of a melancholy tone for the Wii U and the PC. Actually, though, the most acclaimed game of the year, believe it or not, was a point-and-click adventure game based on the Walking Dead TV series.
Yeah, zombies very big.
Well, zombies are very big, but this game, it came out in five different sections. It was $5 a pop. You could play it on the PC. You could play it on your video game console. You could play it on an iPad or an iPhone. So that says a lot.
Okay, so thinking about these games that you've talked about with us in the past, and of course we're reading a lot about this recently at a press conference, a week ago, on the NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre blamed violent video games along with music videos and movies for the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Now, this debate, as I mentioned, has been going on for a long time. Is it going to resurface again, you think?
Well, I mean, obviously folks are talking about it now, but I mean, the industry really tried to address this back in the 90s. I mean, this was a big deal in the mid-90s. Joe Lieberman had hearings in the Senate and stuff, and the industry actually adopted a ratings system, much like the movie ratings. And, you know, if you buy an M-rated game, which is something that has more sex or drugs or whatever in it, violence, you know, you have to show an ID. I mean, I've been carded to buy video games many times. So, but, you know, on the other hand, there have been reports here recently that some major game manufacturers had actually had agreements with some gun makers to feature their guns in their shooting games to make them extra realistic. And so that, you know, so that adds a little bit of gray into the situation, I guess.
Well, Clay, we have just a half a minute left. Any other big trends you think we're going to be seeing in 2013? Motion centers, 3D, you know what?
Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
I think you'll see a lot more of those adventure games like the Walking Dead mentioned earlier. You know, the industry loves to copy success and hopefully improve on it a little bit.
Well, thank you so much for that glimpse of 2012 and beyond for Clay Wirestone. Clay Wirestone, arts editor at the Concord Monitor. You can read more about his favorites for 2012 and his predictions for 2013 at the Word of Mouth Facebook page. And coming up, we're going to take a look at that big screen in 2013. We'll preview some upcoming film trends and maybe some shakeups when Word of Mouth continues in just a minute. ¶¶